We will have worship here tomorrow morning, as usual, 10 a.m., but it's going to be a very informal. Please do not get dressed up. Wear your PJs, if that works. And our service tomorrow morning, it's going to be very family-friendly. Bring the kids. We're going to sing a lot of Christmas carols. And the service will be about 45 minutes. You can hold me to that. And we'll go back home and eat too much. Turn with me to Luke's Gospel. I'm going to read the familiar words of the birth of Jesus in Luke's account. Luke 2 and verses 1 through 20. Hear now the Word of God. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Would you bow with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Luke wants us to know that his telling of the birth of Jesus is not a myth. That's why he grounds it historically. When Caesar Augustus issued a decree, that's one historical marker. Quirinius was governor of Syria, that's another one. And then we get some geographical markers. Joseph and Mary left the town of Nazareth and they traveled to Bethlehem to be registered because that was Joseph's ancestral town. And while they were there, Mary gave birth to her baby boy. Luke wants us to know this is not a myth. It happened just the way he told it. But make no mistake, There are lots of myths surrounding Christmas. Christmas is crowded with mythology. Let me give you an example. First, there is the myth of the perfectly appointed home with the perfect lights outside and the perfectly magical tree at the center. And underneath the perfect tree are perfect presents. And everyone is going to gasp with joy and elation when they see the perfect present under the perfect tree. And the perfect home is, of course, filled with the smells of freshly baked cookies and pies and effortlessly prepared dinners. And there in your home will be the perfect new son-in-law, who is exactly the fulfillment of your dreams for your daughter. No one is missing. No one is angry. No one is in tears. No one will have too much to drink. No one is remembering past hurts from the family. No, the smiling family will gather around the piano and sing carols from memory, wearing matching sweaters. Now, you know that this is mythology because this is not your first Christmas, right? There is always someone hurt at Christmas. There's always somebody exhausted from playing Santa, if not Jesus. Someone special is always missing. And no matter how hard you try, somebody is going to feel like they're on the outside looking in. Maybe you're on that margin right now. You're on the outside looking in, and you're hearing all the songs about baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph in the manger, and you're on the outside looking in. And so before we go any further, let's tell the truth. Christmas is really, really stressful. We load way too many expectations of perfection onto ourselves. But dear friends, take comfort in this truth. Everybody who showed up at the manger at the first Christmas, every single person there was stressed out. Mary and Joseph have had to pack up and travel at the least convenient time and have a baby away from home and family when there's no place for them. Talk about stressful. And the shepherds have just been terrified by a visit from angels and run pell-mell into town to be at the manger. Every person there is stressed out of their mind, but they're there. So take an example from them. Just come. You don't have to get it all together. You don't have to be ready. Just come to the manger and meet Jesus. You just come as you are. That's the only way you can come. The shepherds were out there. They've been out there in the dark, far from the lights of the city. They're out there on the margins, far away from home and family. They're far away from parties and laughter. Now, shepherds and shepherding in the first century were looked on with suspicion. They were considered lowlives and outsiders. They're on the margins. Now, shepherding had once been considered honorable work. After all, King David was a shepherd and Moses before him. The 23rd Psalm says that even God is like a shepherd. But by the time the New Testament has come around, more people are city dwellers. And shepherds had become kind of second class, looked down on, bottom of the totem pole. These shepherds were probably keeping sheep that belonged to somebody else. They're probably keeping sheep that belonged to a rich man in town. They may have been sheep that were prepared for the sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem. They were poor. Did you know that in the first century, a shepherd's testimony was not accepted in a court of law? That's how they were looked on. They were poor. They took this job that nobody else wanted. No one in the first century would have indulged our sentimental notions about their peaceful life out there in the fields. They're on the margin. Now, maybe you know what it's like to be on the margins, to be on the outside looking in. And you may be wondering, what does it take to experience this peace and love and joy that everybody keeps talking about at Christmas? Or maybe your problem, like a lot of us, you've been following the news too much lately, and it gets difficult to focus on much peace and love. We've been watching the destruction and the suffering of Aleppo, and it seems like another bombing in the news every other day. And another young man filled with hate driving a truck into a crowd deliberately to kill people in Germany. Closer to home, we've just been through an election that has pitted Americans against each other in a way that's not going to go away for a while. Good news of great joy. Well, how do you find that? Well, let me make a suggestion about where to begin. Begin here. The angels were sent to those particular shepherds. Now, how do I know that? Well, angels are under orders. They go where they're told. Angels don't just pick random targets. Hey, Gabriel, see those shepherds down there? Watch this. No. Angels are under orders. They only go where they are sent. And so God Almighty has sent his angels to announce the birth of his son to shepherds. Not to the powerful, not to the connected and the comfortable, not to the insiders, but to the shepherds. Sometimes if you just listen to a certain emphasis in a text, new meaning can emerge. So I want you to listen as I read this again. In that same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you," not for everybody else. "This is a sign for you, and you shepherds alone. You're going to find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then the heavenly choir bursts into song, "Glory to God in the highest." Now, can you imagine those shepherds hearing that and saying, "Whoa! That was pretty amazing. Well, let's go back to the sheep." Well, no. But don't you do that tonight, because people do that all the time. They hear the announcement and they go right back to their sheep or whatever it is keeps them busy. Don't you do that. The shepherds knew what to do. They heard an invitation that was for them, for the outsiders. And they said, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened that the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. So let's, friends, let's choose to follow them. Let's choose to do what they did. Come and see the Savior who was born, God with us, God with you. Come to him and see that no matter what happens in the doctor's lab, or at work, or with your family, or with the economy, or with the events of the world, you need not fear. No matter what you've done, no matter what turns your life has taken, if you're on the margins, maybe you got yourself on the margin, it doesn't make any difference. You're in the right place. Now you can come and see that God is with you and God is with the world that he loves. In Jesus Christ, heaven and earth are connected, reconnected. And isn't it striking that the place of that connection is in a stable, in a manger? It was the kind of place those shepherds would have known very well. Luke says that after they saw the baby Jesus, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Now, why would they glorify and praise God just for seeing a baby? Not in a palace, but in a stable. Not with royal attendants, but with peasant parents and a few animals. Not in luxurious surroundings, with servants, but in a feed box. Well, what those shepherds found was that their Savior was one of them. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby lying in a manger. Not where a baby normally belongs, but outside, outcast, like you. He came into the margins of life. He came for them. And the way that he was born set the course for the whole of his life. He was always on the margins. He was always found among the outcast. He was always found among those on the margins of the world, not in the places of power and privilege. As the prophet said, he came as a man of sorrows and one acquainted with grief. He was rejected and mocked by the powerful and the connected, all the way to the cross where he died between two thieves. So if you've ever wondered if your life matters, if you've ever wondered if God notices you, if you've ever felt that life has passed you by, if you've thought your own bad decisions have left you on the margin and there's no finding your way back, well, guess what? The margin is territory claimed by Jesus Christ. And those in the margin are those to whom he says, "You are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And nothing will separate me from you." All the way to the cross and beyond. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now, I cannot promise you that the arrival of a Savior and celebrating him again tonight, I cannot promise that next year will be different. The next year will be different either for you or the world. What I can promise is that if you receive him by faith and trust him with your whole life, you will be different. But in order for that to happen, You have to drop your guard and receive him and follow him. And he will come into your life and he will give you gifts of love and joy and peace and forgiveness and his grace and his power living through you. And once you have those gifts that only he can give, then nothing in this world can take them away. Would you bow with me for prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came into the world for those on the margin, for those of us who thought we were lost, had lost our way, and were lost to this world. And Lord, we had, but you found us. You came into the margin, into the broken places, and you come into each life that will receive you. Lord, I pray for each one here, and especially for those who have felt maybe they were on the outside of faith looking in. Lord, send your Holy Spirit right now and enter in. May each one meet you in a fresh way this evening. And we pray it in your holy and precious name, Lord Christ. Amen.